We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. Here at Trinity United Methodist Church, we strive to be Christ's hands and feet and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10. And you can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. And now we're going to have special music, At the Cross by Devin Smallwood. Now we'll have our scripture from Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. It starts at the bottom of page 857 if you want to follow. The hand of the Lord, is this working now? Can you guys hear me? The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and the tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the sovereign Lord says, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, and they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone and we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, That is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Thank you for your word. And let us hear Pastor Angel's sermon, The Resurrection.
I know this passage may seem as if it is a strange one, for Resurrection Day, for Easter morning. But God awoke me in the middle of the night on Friday and said, you're not preaching what you had planned. I've got something different for you to preach. He told me to preach this passage. He even gave me a few specifics to sprinkle in. Ezekiel's vision actually provides a powerful Easter message. God brings life from very dry bones. God brings life from dry, hopeless situations. Has anybody ever heard the Lord speak to them? When he says, I have spoken, you best listen. If you don't, he'll keep at it, but it won't be pleasant. Ezekiel prophesies to these bones, and God's word restores life to us. To each and every one of us. When we struggle, when we go through valleys, when we go through dark times, God's word is a lamp unto our feet. Beloved, that lamp does not shine a light that goes down for a good while. It shines just enough light for us to see the next step in front of us. It requires trust and faith on our part. This vision promises restoration for the hopeless, and it foreshadows the resurrection of Jesus, turning graves, turning dead, lifeless situations, numb hearts and minds into new life. Have you ever just felt so weary that it's hard to believe and have faith in anything? I know that I have. That weariness can settle in our bones. Thank God that he does continue to speak to us through his word and restore hope. I'd like to stop and pray now. One of the things that my father told me to do, one of those specifics, if you'll join me in prayer. Join me in inviting the Holy Spirit into your heart and into your mind. Father, I pray for all of those who are tired and weary, for all of us who feel dried up, for those of us who feel lifeless, as if we were just going through the motions of life. Abba, Father, I pray for all who need hope, strength, comfort, mercy. Papa, I pray especially for those of us who have made mistakes. I pray that you will allow them today to lay those mistakes at your feet, to pick up the cross and to grow in your likeness. I pray for those of us who have lost our hunger for you. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Breathe your ruha, your breath of life into us. Your word tells us that you will put your spirit into us and we shall live. Resurrect us, Papa. Amen. Ezekiel's vision reminds us that we can go from graves, dry bones, covered over with chaos and tragedy, health issues, anything that is going on in our life, to reading his beautiful word, which gives our bones new life. His breath, his ruach, breathes life into us. And it comes through the reading and the hearing of the word. It comes through the singing of the hymns and the singing of worship songs. It comes through being present with one another in Christian fellowship and being refilled with his love. Ezekiel 37 was given to the prophet during Israel's exile in Babylon. Talk about a time of national dissolution. Loss of land, loss of temple, loss of identity. These people had lost all hope. They had been removed from their land, their promised temple, where they believed God was housed, was no longer near them. They were made to be slaves of another people. The Valley of Dry Bones symbolizes spiritual death, spiritual dryness, spiritual apathy. And beloved, in this country, we have a lot of spiritual apathy going on. Today is the day that each and every one of us make a choice to rededicate our lives to Christ, to follow him, to allow the word of God to comfort us. God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy life into these bones, showing his power to restore the dead. I can only imagine Ezekiel staring at miles and miles and miles of bleached, dry bones. They weren't even skeletons. The bones were not attached to each other. The bones were scattered all over a valley. And I can imagine him saying, Lord, Lord, why? Why did you bring me here? I liken the valley of hopelessness in verses 1 and 2 to our nation after the pandemic. Life as we knew it changed on multiple levels. Ezekiel's army of dry bones represents spiritual death and national despair. The Babylonian exile came about because of sin and brokenness. A sin and brokenness each and every one of us are privy to. Beloved, we should know. We should know by now that Easter represents all the power of God Almighty, that he could take and raise his son from the dead and have him to show us his resurrection power. But sadly, us humans tend to forget things. We have a hard time holding on to that power. Romans 8:11 tells us that the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave lives in each and every one of us. And when we have faith and trust in our God, he shows us how to use that power, how to lift one another up. We need trust, beloved. We need God's guidance, his discernment. But more than anything else, we need to trust in the God of all creation, the one who spoke creation into being. We need to trust the Father who blackened the sky and tore the veil, shed the blood to make himself accessible to all of us. Reconciliation making us right with a holy, reverent God did not come easy. It came at a terrible price. It came at the price of Jesus being humiliated, spat upon, of him being beaten and falsely accused, of his death upon the cross. Reconciliation with a good and holy God meant that Jesus paid it all. In verses 4 through 8, we see a power, a very real power, as Ezekiel speaks the word of God. A rattling begins, and bones stand up. Can you imagine the prophet's face? And then bone hooks to bone where it is supposed to be. And shortly, he has an army of skeletons. He's standing there, wide-eyed, mouth open. Then tendons and ligaments begin to form on these skeletons. And skin comes over them for our protection. But they are not yet alive. Not until God tells Ezekiel to prophesy. Not until the Ruha, the breath of life, the breath of God is blown into those bones. The very same breath that our Lord and Master blew into Adam. The very same breath that still exists here today. That breath of life restores us. When we are at our worst, that breath of life comes through. It comes through a call from a friend. It comes through scripture coming to mind. It revives us. It restores us. It helps us to reconcile unto God. How I wish I were Ezekiel watching all of this happen. Jaw dropped, knees buckled, and seeing this glimmer of hope, this miracle happen in front of me. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy. Where the word is spoken and results in life. And beloved, anywhere the word is spoken, it should result in life. I truly believe deep down in the hearts of every man, woman, and child is a brief recollection of a God, a power greater than themselves, outside of themselves. I don't really believe in atheist. I believe in agnostic, that they know something created the world. But they're not real sure what. I believe atheists are people who, for whatever reason, have turned against hearing about God, knowing nothing of Him. We feel separated, and that is a shame. Every culture that I have ever come across has a creation story. Have you ever heard a creation story from another culture? They're wonderful to listen to. Almost every culture also has a resurrection story. I went on a mission trip with a pastor I greatly admire, Reverend Paul Rogers. He took us to Colorado, to Four Corners, and we went to the Toyoc Reservation. And as we approached that reservation, we saw Ute Mountain. And on top of Ute Mountain, we saw the silhouette of a warrior laying down. And he began to tell us a story. This warrior had spoke of God the Creator. This warrior had spoke of peace and harmony and love and getting along with one another. And when this warrior was shot, he laid upon the mountain, and you could see his war bonnet. You could see his nose and his chin, and then you could see his knees and his feet. Pastor Paul tells the story much better, and as I listened, I said, isn't that the resurrection story? And he laughed and said, yes, Angel, it is. Almost every culture has one. God alone is our creator. God speaks to his children in many ways, through many cultures, through many metaphors, but he alone creates life, and he alone breathes life into our dryness, our brokenness, our spiritual blindness. The flesh had returned to those very dry bones. Muscle, sinew, and flesh had returned. But until God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy, until the breath of life was blown into them, there was no life. On Easter, Jesus breathes life into us. We are reminded on Easter that we are Easter people, that we are people of the resurrection, that we have a God that loves us so much that he allowed his Son to die, to tear the veil and give us access unto him. No situation, I don't care how dire it is beyond his ability to restore. And obedience to God's word brings life. This passage is indeed a metaphor for resurrection and providing a framework for the trust that each and every one of us need to fully rely on God. As Jimmy and Georgie prepare to sing our song of response, Easter song, I want you to sit back and reflect on all that Christ has done in your life. I want you to remember that you can be born again at any time. All you need to do is to be aware that Jesus is who he said he was. He is the Son of God. All you need to do is admit to being a sinner and in need of restoration. You can also rededicate your life. And you will have opportunity to do that at the altar in just a few minutes here. You can grab the hand of a friend next to you and pray with them. You can come to the altar. You can sit silently and pray yourself. We all wander. We all have doubts and fears. We all have dry spells. And there are times in everyone's life where we should seriously consider rededicating our life, making a commitment that is solely between you and your Lord. I want you to step away from here praying for the church and praying for revival, trusting in God's Spirit to breathe new life into stagnant situations, praying for individuals who are struggling. And let's just have you guys sing.
Singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he is risen, just as he said. Quick quickly now. Go tell the disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia.
Thank you, Proof. And if our ushers will come forward, we will continue with worship through our offerings.